From the Edwin V. Johnson Newsroom, WHAV presents the Open Mic Show with Jack Bevilacqua. Make your voice heard. Call 978-374-1900. That's 978-374-1900 or email jack@whav.net.
Jack Bevilacqua, we're going to be here until 8:30 tonight. Our guest until about quarter to 8 will be Phil Christie, a local and East Coast radio legend. You're a legend. How about that? Pretty good. How we just upgraded you. Okay, now...
Phil Christie graduated from Andover's Punchard High School in 1947, but was torn between whether to pursue a career in academia or radio. He decided to attend Boston's Emerson College, well known for turning out successful broadcasters. He then attended Columbia University, where he enrolled in the NBC School of Announcing at Rockefeller Center. Phil took classes in NBC's legendary Studio 8H. There he met broadcasting luminaries such as Ben Grauer, Milton Berle, and Dave Garraway. Phil's big break came in 1949 when he went to work for WHDH in Boston. There he worked with radio's then top comedy duo, Bob and Ray.
It really is an amazing preparation, and I thought this morning you'd like to meet the inventor. Sir, would you mind coming over here and just waving at the camera? No camera, sorry. Just nodding at the microphone or something, letting people know that you are the famous inventor of Preparation H. Would you mind, sir?
Hi-ho, everybody.
All right, sit down there.
Talented announcers were in big demand, and many moved from station to station as the DJ ruled supreme. Phil was no exception and was called into service at WBZ in 1951. He would serve several stints at the powerhouse station, including as the original host of Program PM. The show aired between 6 and 8 p.m. with fans from as far away as Guantanamo, Cuba, and even Australia. This was the heyday of Boston radio personalities, and Phil was right up there at WBZ with Carl DeSouze, Norm Prescott, and John Bassett.
Okay, welcome back to the Open Mic. Phil Christie is here. Phil has been around radio for many years, as you heard, working at WBZ in Boston. That signal at WBZ went nationwide. How did that happen? Do you know?
They went nationwide?
I mean, people could hear it all across the country.
You could, because the signal was the maximum signal.
It was 50,000 watts.
And at night,
yeah,
when they had a phenomenon called the Heaviside layer closed in around the Earth, the signals would all be sent farther out. So we had listeners in Australia. We had listeners in anywhere in the world. We had more listeners in Ohio than the other Westinghouse station did locally.
Really?
Really. The signal was very powerful.
And so you were broadcasting all over the place. And
at night when I was on.
Would you get calls from people from...
We didn't do a call show.
You didn't? You're just doing music?
No, we did interviews, and I refrained from doing call shows.
Oh, because you get a lot of... we got a call right now. Let's see who's on the line. Hello, you're on the open mic. Go ahead. Hello?
Hi, just calling because I was in school when Phil was on the radio. Phil Christie was on the radio, and it was amazing because he was a real role model for me, and actually, believe it or not, while I was in college at Lowell, I did some work at WLLH and WCAP, and was a DJ and so forth, and Phil Christie was my role model. He was an incredible guy. And but back then, you couldn't have an ethnic name like George Stephanopoulos, so my name was Charlie Mitsakos, and I became Chuck Mitchell in Lowell, and it was Bill Barrett up in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Yeah, why is that? People used to have all these fake names.
Yeah, they did.
Did you have a fake name?
No, I've always used my own name.
Okay.
However, that did not apply to 99 and 44 100% of the other people. They all used different
names. Hey, Tim, I need a fake name.
Right. Showbiz.
You mean that's your real name?
Yeah, Bevilacqua is just not, you know, need something, whatever.
I need a fake name.
Showbiz.
Yeah, Showbiz. That's my new name, Showbiz. Anyway.
Jack Bevel.
Pick a name.
Jack Bevel.
Jack Bevel. What good Bevel is that going to do?
Right, huh? And,
how about George Jetson?
I think it's incredible today because those of us who shop at Market Basket stores in the region know that when we walk in the store, we hear Phil Christie's voice saying, Welcome to Market Basket, the store where you always get more for your money.
And oh, you got that gig. I wanted that gig. How'd you get that?
Imagine that.
Really?
So it's just amazing to see that this guy has had such an effect on people for more than 50 years.
Well, yeah, he's a very nice man. He's been on the radio for a long time, before World War II. And he was like one of the first disc jockeys. You know, we were talking earlier, we showed this picture of Phil Christie in like 1806, or whatever it was.
Sure, looks like it.
Dressed up as a jockey, disc jockey.
Yeah.
So we're going to say that Phil Christie coined the term. What do you think?
I thought it was a great picture of Phil Christie. Would love to see him in that outfit today. What do you think? It'd be great to put him in it, but
well, there's a lot of people I'd like to see in that outfit, but not Phil Christie. So, anyway, sorry.
Say, well, we had to come up with a concept. We had to market it. You know, we had to tell people what it was.
TV and to hear him on WHAV radio, and to know that he's still there and doing all kinds of exciting stuff. And now, when I hear his voice in Market Basket, I'll know what that face is that goes with the voice.
That's right. Go to aisle 8 for the deal on Corn Pops.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'll check him out.
Thank you for
the
call.
Thank you so much.
Okay, the phone number again is 978-374-1900. Our guest is Phil Christie. If you'd like to ask Phil a question about radio, he knows a lot about it because he's been doing it for 50 years. And we do have a trivia question out there. If you can tell me where the Gillis Bridge is located, you will win a free ticket to Whittier's birthplace. But you know what? You don't even need to answer the trivia question, because you can go see Priscilla and the Hollyhocks, a special musical presentation by Mary Rawlings at the Whittier's Birthplace on Sunday, June 12th at 2 p.m. So it's a good time to be had by all at the Calvary Baptist Church Youth Choir. But tell me where the Gillis Bridge is located, and you will win.
Drop the call.
You will win a free ticket to Whittier's Birthplace. It's gone. All right, 978-374-1900 is the number to call if you'd like to be on the show tonight. And don't forget, you can take the cake on the open mic, call it with somebody, happy birthday, or happy anything, and we'll put your name in the Chinese cowboy hat right up here. See, Phil, this is a Chinese cowboy hat. This is made in China. Imagine that, a cowboy hat made in China. Go figure. Anyway, and you can win a fabulous cake from Emily's Bakery. We got another call. Hello, you're on the open mic.
Yeah, I think Phil looks. He likes that hat.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, Chinese cowboy hat from my Kimball Tavern Antiques. But, Phil, I've always been impressed since I was a boy myself with you. And I actually, you brought back memories when I was 13 or 14, and that's what I wanted to do. And I know I could do a better job than Jack, that without a doubt. But I was, I grew up across the street from Bill Pike.
And Bill Pike didn't move.
No,
so it's amazing.
I lived on 19th Avenue with Bill for years, and he was always doing the football games, and he was always down WHAV, and I was always impressed, and he got us tickets one day to see sit next to Johnny Moe. So I kind of wanted to go in that field, and I know, Timmy, if you put me down with Jack sitting, you'd get a lot of fanfare down there. But anyways, I got a question for you, Phil.
Yeah?
What year did the 33 and the 3rd actually come in?
What year did what?
The albums, the 33 and a third, the albums. Do you remember when the albums came in?
Oh, the LPs, the LPs. 33 and a third. Yeah. What year did they come in?
Yeah, roughly.
That's a tough one as far as the actual year. But
okay, now I got something.
That was a move by, I think it was CBS.
Okay, I've got something.
Columbia Records wanted to push. They were selling single records at 78 to kids.
Yeah.
They figured they could trade them up by providing a lot of songs on one disc.
Yeah.
And that's where the LP came into existence. They said, hey, these kids may go, they may buy a disc that's got a lot of songs on it.
Right.
And they did, and they were right. They just marketed it, moved it up.
And Eddie Johnson, he had that voice. You had it. Eddie Johnson had that nice, voice. And I'm looking at, I got something in my hand.
Hey, I got a good voice too, you know.
Yeah. Well, hey, there's a bean supper. Get on and get some beans. It might sound a little better. But, Phil, I got this. There's a bean supper Saturday night. I've got an RC, it's called an RCOA stereo system test record in my hand. I don't know, no date on it.
Wow.
And I've got a house clean out, and it's from Yorkshire, England, and it's...
Wow.
You remember those?
Not really, but it sounds like you got something in your hand that's interesting.
It is.
Yeah, I'll give you a buck for it.
Side one, it says reference tone, then it goes to 2, white noise for channel identification, 3, left and right channel identification, and it's got all kinds of different... I've never seen one before. But anyway...
Nobody else has either.
No, well, that's why it's rare. It might be worth some money, Jack, and I've got it.
I'll give you 50 cents.
Come over to Tavern.
Okay.
Phil, really nice to talk to you, and good luck with your endeavors, and maybe you can fill in for Jack once in a while.
Hey, isn't it nice to talk to me?
Yeah, well...
Yes.
No.
Well, how's the ice cream? I heard you've been down there for getting ice cream over Carter's.
Yes.
Yeah, I know, Oreo. I heard all about it.
Okay, good. Thank you for the call. Time for a break. We'll be right back.
Open mic! Jack Bevilacqua and the open mic will be right back. Get in on the action. Call 978-374-1900 or email jack@whav.net. If you are enjoying this program, please consider making a donation right now. Your donations to not-for-profit WHAV helps keep these vital community services on the air. Donating online is easy. Simply visit www.whav.net and click on the donate button.